Hello and welcome to my Press Box podcast. I'm Bill Pollack, sports director of the Missouri Nets. Glad you're with me. I just wanted to share my thoughts and some observations that I made while at the 80th All-Star Game in St. Louis. And by the way, I have to say the city of St. Louis and the Cardinals put on a first-class event. Now, this is my first All-Star Game, whether it was coming as a fan or covering it as someone in the media, so I can't compare it to others, but it was really just a great experience from the workers at Busch Stadium to the St. Louis police. The fans, everyone was polite, helpful, really seemed to enjoy themselves. The only guy who may have struggled a little bit was poor Ted Lilly of the Cubs. He got booed no matter where he went. So I kept some notes, just some interesting things that I saw, heard, observed while at the All-Star Game. Home Run Derby tickets were going for $350 on the street. I talked with one of the scalpers, if you will. If you were willing to pay that much money for the Home Run Derby, you're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. Thanks to ESPN, the Home Run Derby is way too long, and I think everybody agrees with this. Of course, they've got to fit in their commercials, but as far as the actual play itself, I think they need to fix it up a little bit. You know, each hitter should get 7 outs instead of 10. Maybe in the finals, you make it 10, but 7 outs, that's it. Maximum number of 20 pitches. You don't swing, tough luck. If you're pitcher who you have chosen can't throw the ball where you want it, hey, too bad. And I know the fans are there, they want to see the home runs, but you got to move it along a little bit. In fact, you know, if you could find more guys to maybe expand the Home Run Derby, you could move it a little bit quicker if you went to 7 outs and limited the number of pitches. After watching the Home Run Derby, it is amazing, just amazing how hard these guys hit the baseball. You know, when you go to a baseball game, you probably see, realistically, 5 or 6 well-hit balls in a Home Run Derby. I mean, everything is smoked. And if the ball doesn't go out of the park, it's a screaming line drive. And after watching it out there, I think more and more they need to reconsider having these 7 or 8-year-olds out there shagging fly balls during this Home Run Derby. They have the kids who participate in the nationwide pitch hit and run competition. They have the finalists out there. And some of these kids are, you know, 7, 8 years old, and I mean, even 10, 11-year-olds, that ball is screaming. These guys are hitting, and there's so much topspin that when it hits the grass, so I don't know. Somebody's going to get hurt. I'm worried about that. All right, ball players that are class acts: Ryan Braun of Milwaukee, Jason Marquis of Colorado, Brian McCann of Atlanta, Shane Victorino of Philadelphia, and Josh Hamilton of Texas. These guys were just first rate. They were polite to the media, but also just their interaction with kids and fans. And Josh Hamilton was the best. In fact, I went out of my way. I saw his wife, Katie, after the ball game. She was down in the tunnels, and I saw her, and I went up to her and I said, you know, you have no idea who I am, but I just want to tell you, I think your husband is a class act. Just the way that he treated the kids, and you think of everything that he went through with his personal problems and to get back to the major leagues, I think he was just absolutely enjoying himself. But he was certainly a class act. I'm a big Josh Hamilton fan. This is a funny story. You'll appreciate this. Phil Bradley, who you know, played football at the University of Missouri. His name is engraved or plated inside for Rowe Field. I saw him there, so I thought, you know, this would be a great interview, something I could use during the Missouri Tiger football season to preview this. So I said, hey, Phil, would you care, you know, to talk about Missouri football? And he looked at me and said, what? And for a moment, I thought, wait, maybe I got the wrong guy. And I said, well, you know, would you, you know, just talk about the success the Tigers are having now and what it means for that program to finally have some success? And he looked at me, didn't crack a smile, and he says, you know what, I have no idea. I don't follow them. And, you know, I tried to hold in my laugh, and I said, well, okay, I don't want to put you on the spot. I won't interview you. But I thought, now, I should have reminded him, you know, your name is inside for Rowe Field, you know, I thought maybe perhaps you would follow your alma mater, but yeah, it was pretty interesting. The best quote that came from the All-Star players was Royals pitcher Zach Greinke. Someone asked him about what his most memorable moment will be from the All-Star game.
Either pitching or the Playboy party, probably.
Tell us a little bit about that. What was that?
That's all you get.
Pitching in the All-Star game, Playboy party, yeah, I could see where Zach Greinke would have a hard time with that one. I heard a lot of people wondering why, through their blogs and Twittering and even at the stadium, why people would boo President Obama. This by no means was politically motivated at all. This was all baseball. You don't show up to Busch Stadium wearing White Sox stuff. He likes the White Sox. I understand that. Even St. Charles, Missouri native Mark Burley, who pitches for Chicago, he was surprised.
I was real surprised. I looked up. I was like, holy cow, he actually's doing it. And then everybody around me was giving me a hard time saying, you know, what the heck, he's wearing White Sox stuff. That's how we roll in Chicago, you know, we got the president behind us.
Burley said that President Obama told him in the locker room he was going to put his Sox jacket on, and Burley couldn't believe it. So there was no political motivation behind this at all. I think this was just pure baseball. And I go back to Ted Lilly of the Cubs getting booed everywhere he went. You know, he's an all-star. Yeah, he deserves to be honored. But hey, he's from the Cubs, and Cardinal fans are going to let him hear about it. All right, some other interesting notes. The national anthem flag that they had unfurled, the troops at Fort Leonard Wood holding that flag. The national anthem ends, goes to commercial break. You probably don't see this or notice this, but one of the observations I made is they quickly roll up this flag, crunch it up, and they get into a single file line, and they marched it out the right field wall. And I was thinking to myself, you know, where are they going to take that flag to fold it? I mean, this thing is, you know, you just don't find an open spot as big as a Major League Baseball outfield to fix this flag. So I wondered if they maybe went to the old baseball village, or they walked, you know, back into the dome. They walked half a mile or so, unfurled it there, and refolded it. So just some of the interesting side bits that I noticed while at the game. Really enjoyed it. If you get the opportunity to go and you're not going to pay $350 for a seat, yeah, it's something pretty neat to take your kid to. So I will leave you with these final sound clips of the 80th All-Star Game in St. Louis at Busch Stadium. Thanks a lot for listening to my Press Box podcast.
This is a highlight of my career, man, and I got it all in memory. And
you know, it was a lot more fun than I thought it'd be, and it wasn't as stressful as I thought it'd be. I thought it would be like kind of just craziness going on all the time, and
didn't have any more nerves than normal, except when Fools came up in the box. Yeah, it was awesome.
It's an honor to be here, share a clubhouse with some of the best players in the game. The weekend is just fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Just getting to share it with my kids, and you know, makes it even that much more special.
You know, to catch that first pitch, it was an experience. It will be probably the best All-Star game experience that I'm going to have in my career.